balance of nature's fruits and veggies.
I love the product. I love the product. I would never be without it. Just in every way, a general feeling. It's very energizing. I wouldn't be without it. It's got so many good things and pluses. There's no minus. It's all plus.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
I just can't take this kid anymore.
Uh-oh. Are you having problems with Dawson again?
Man, I thought he would grow out of this, but he lies to us all the time and he just sits in the basement playing video games. He says he's even got anxiety.
Yeah.
I mean, what the heck is that anyway? Like, this kid's life's really that hard? Come on.
Well, you know, life really is different for kids these days.
Huh. What did you guys do to help Gavin?
It was Life Launch Centers. I mean, he struggled for years and we thought it was just his personality, but really we just needed to learn some emotional tools.
Tools? Like what?
Like what it means to be emotionally hijacked, how to talk out the stories in your head, and really the distress tolerance tools helped a ton.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, it took some dedication from all of us, but he's doing great now, and it was totally worth it.
You can actually overcome anxiety and depression in just 2 to 3 months with group counseling at Life Launch Centers. Don't wait until they fail in life. Get them the tools they need to successfully launch into life. Start by calling 833-803-3883.
Stop stressing about retirement and start educating yourself instead. Join Abe Ashton for Your Family and Your Retirement, Tuesday afternoon at 5 on Fox News Radio 93.1. 1 FM and 1450 KZNU.
2020 is the year of vision at the Zion Eye Institute, Southern Utah's premier eye care center. Their highly trained team of doctors and staff are excited to help you see the world in all its splendor in 2020. Zion Eye Institute has specialists to cover every area of eye care and eye surgery. They can provide you with all forms of vision correction surgery from multiple highly skilled and experienced fellowship-trained surgeons. Using advanced techniques individually or in combination with each other, Zion Eye Institute's expert surgeons will customize your treatment and provide the safest and best results for your vision correction. So, if you're tired of the glasses and contacts, remember 2020 is the year of vision at the Zion Eye Institute, which means it's the best time for you to get your free consultation and see how the Zion Eye Institute can help. Schedule your appointment now at ZionEye.com. That's ZionEye.com. The Zion Eye Institute, the largest and most comprehensive eye care center in Southern Utah.
Apple, Amazon, Google, great things can come out of a garage. And over at Garage Doors Only, we make sure your garage doors are in the best possible working order. We service, repair, and install garage doors and openers. Give us a call at 435-868-1200 or come see us at our showroom at 689 North Bluff. Check out our reviews by Googling Garage Doors Only. And let's make great things happen in your garage this year.
A recent study concluded that children with dental issues were 4 times more likely to have a low grade point average when compared to kids with healthy mouths. Hi, I'm Dr. Plum from Plum Dental. Each year, dental problems contribute significantly to missed days at school and work. Many of the problems affecting our oral health are entirely preventable. One of the reasons that we were voted the best dental office in Southern Utah is our focus on patient education and maintenance. We're able to correct problems when they're small or avoid them altogether. That means fewer absences and a lot more smiles. Check out plumdental.com. To learn more.
I'm Larry Gelwix, the getaway guru. Join me on the Travel Show every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the best travel deals on the planet, right here on St. George News Radio, KZNU.
Are you living with fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, trouble losing weight, headaches, or joint pain? Has your doctor told you over and over that your blood tests are normal, but you keep feeling worse? This is Michelle Money here with Dr. Josh Red, chiropractic physician from Red River Health and Wellness, to explain what doctors may overlook and how Red River can help.
Patients come to us incredibly frustrated because they've been to doctor after doctor and haven't found any answers. We get to the root of the problem by addressing the imbalances that affect the immune system. Because when the immune system is compromised, it leads to autoimmune reactions like fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, and more. We spend a lot of time with each patient addressing the underlying issues instead of giving out temporary Band-Aid solutions.
Call Red River today at 855-55-RIVER to schedule an in-depth consultation absolutely free.
Call Red River today. Sean Lee of Retirement Elevated knows it's never too late or too early to begin those conversations about what you want your retirement to look like.
When you start to have those discussions, I mean, I'm 39. Surprisingly, I've been an advisor for 18 years now. And even my wife and I have these discussions constantly. Hey, what do we envision retirement looking like? When do we want to retire?
We cover all the things that you want to know about retirement planning on Retirement Elevated with Sean Lee, Saturdays from 12:30 to 1 on St. George News Radio.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You study him hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell.
Hi there, welcome to the Kate Daly Show.
Cooking the lunchroom ready to sell.
Little Chuck Berry for you. School Days by Chuck Berry. Welcome back. I've got Uncle Milty with me. We were just talking about Harvard and Yale, and Betsy DeVos is now saying they might do an investigation now on $375 million worth of gifts from China and Saudi Arabia into Harvard. And Harvard does have a curiously high rate of acceptance for these students coming over with visas. You know, I think people would be surprised to know that we almost take in about 400,000 Chinese students on visas every year here in the United States. Not to mention every single country's, their leaders, their kids. Their kids get to come over here and come to school
here.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. I always find that to be great. Yeah. So anyway, so this money, that was kind of interesting that they're going to finally do an investigation on this. It's been going on for a long time, but they failed to disclose $375 million in gifts from China.
Now, what would cause them to not disclose a gift?
Yeah. Anyway, strings attached. And so, of course, you know, there's been some instances like Harvard sponsoring a 30-year-old Chinese national who attempted to steal research. I wonder if that's the first time that's ever happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
I'm going to go with no. And basically how they're just really trying to finally look into this. There was also the recent arrest of the Chinese national he was arrested for the stolen 21 vials of cancer research material he was attempting to smuggle into China. Prosecutors were alleging that he attempted to steal the material to bring to China so he could conduct his own research to the laboratory. Anyway.
So he meant well.
Yeah, and he lied about his ties to the Chinese government's Thousand Talents plan. And in addition to his arrest, the guy that lied about the Thousand Talents plan, I should say, is Charles Lieber, chairman of the Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology at Harvard. So that's kind of interesting, because that just happened a couple of weeks ago. We seem to have a lot of that happening, but not a lot is happening about it. So I do find that kind of interesting. Charles Lieber, by the way, just to let you all know, he's chair of Harvard's University's Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology. He was lying to the Department of Defense about secret monthly payments of $50,000 paid by China and receipt of millions more to set up a chemical biology research lab in China. Also arrested were two Chinese students working as research assistants, one of whom was actually a lieutenant in the Chinese Army. The other captured at the Logan Airport, like I just said, and tried to catch a flight to China, smuggling 21 vials of sensitive biological samples. And then the research lab that the good professor helped set up, the one from Harvard, the one that there's an investigation, which I think is more of a cover for trying to figure out what the heck just happened. But the research lab was set up at Wuhan University of Technology. Wuhan, China, you know, ground zero to the potentially global pandemic that we keep talking about, right? So I thought that was kind of interesting. It does sound like a spy novel, but that is Charles Lieber from Harvard University Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology getting secret payments of $50,000 a month paid by China to help set up a chemical biological research lab in China. You would think that you know, there would be a little more scrutiny on people like this to do something like that.
You would
think. Especially with, you know, all the talk about coronavirus in the last month, But I did think that was kind of interesting. So.
Yeah. But if you're a globalist, that's no big deal.
No, globals are like, eh, that's yesterday's
we
news.
We need to share all this.
Well, and yeah, Charles Lieber, wow. You know, I wish we had an investigation, not on Monica Lewinsky, but on the Clinton ties and what they sold to China. If we really knew all that they sold to China to get the money for their party, that would be a very, very interesting investigation. Mm-hmm. Because so many things, I think, at that point in time in the 90s sparked what we're dealing with today. And I really do wish that we would know more. But of course, the whole thing was centered on Monica Lewinsky as the cover project. And they didn't want Americans to know how treasonous they truly were, the Clintons, in selling tech secrets to China. It was, you know, there was some reference to it during the time. You can find some, like a handful of headlines about it over the course of time. But it was not made to be what it should have been. And that was headline treason. Headline treason when you're selling secrets for cash. So that's why whenever I see something like a Roger Stone, he lied to the government, I'm going, you know, we have treasonous acts taking place all the time in government, and nobody bats an eye. And they do go after who they want to. They do cherry pick that. And it does make me want to vomit. It makes me so ill. Two things. South Dakota presenting a bill against mandatory vaccines, and Oklahoma wanting to revoke doctors' licenses for abortions. There's some states really trying right now.
They're trying.
And I have to give them some props for that. I think that's great. And I'm really happy to see some of those things take place. I think they really do sort of, and let's hope, right? Let's hope people go, oh, wait a minute, what? You can do that? Your state can actually set itself apart? Yes, actually. So it really can. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that there are states really trying to really make a difference out there and trying to do something for their citizens. And I like that Oklahoma's trying anyway to do that. By the way, we were just talking about this before this hour began, but the homeless in California is half of the homeless in the United States reside in one state, half in Amazing. California. Yeah, I know. We have about, what, 500,000 homeless?
Yeah.
Yeah, about 500,000 homeless.
Not so.
It's really not as many as people think it is.
No, because we hear all the time how bad it is.
Yes,
show you a two-block section of San Francisco with tents in it.
Isn't that the truth?
But when you think about the population of the country mm-hmm. and the fact that only 500,000 people live that way,
mm-hmm.
most of whom have mental illness or yeah. drug addiction issues.
Right.
It's really not a big problem.
No, it's not, actually. It just is in California because half of them are there.
Yeah.
So they're turning four of those cities into feces bins. Anyway, Obama taking credit for for this economy. I know. I'm with you. I'm laughing because he spent mm-hmm. his whole presidency blaming everybody else for the economy, and now he's trying to take credit for this economy with almost 4 years out. That's kind of amazing when you think about the cojones it takes yeah. to do that. Who would do that?
Obama
would. Oh my gosh, you guys. Yeah, by the way, I just have to mention this because I do want to play a clip, but Bloomberg, I want to go back to Bloomberg for just a moment, if you'll indulge me here. Bloomberg was talking about, this is from a transcript from Business and Politics, and he said, if you show up with prostate cancer, you're 95 years old, we should just go ahead and enjoy that you've lived a long life, but there is no cure, we can't do anything. So if you're a young person, we should do something about it. I can't believe anyone would vote for this guy.
What a load that takes off of my mind.
Well, I yes, know that you're just too old to help.
Yeah, I don't have to worry anymore. I know what's going to happen.
Right,
if
right.
I get a serious illness, they're just going to let me die.
Oh, my gosh. Euthanasia should be legally painless, is the benevolent view of one Bloomberg writer. Transforming the Culture of Dying, the work on the project of death in America, David Clark's book, clearly explains how the Soros scholars are strategically placed in medical centers, able to define and build and then bring to maturity this new field of medicine in record time, and its euthanasia should be legally painless. So I just wanted you to know, not only does he think you're a complete idiot and tool if you're a farmer, or if you work on a factory, or if you build something, or you manufacture anything, you're a complete tool in Bloomberg's mind. He also is for the fact that he can kick you to the curb at a ripe old age. And basically he's telling you to enjoy your life because, honey, you've had a good one. So don't let anything stand in your way. Let's just get rid of you now. Boy, he sounds like a perfect candidate for president.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, a man of the people.
A man of the people. Only the healthy people. The healthy people that live in the tech world. So if you'll indulge me, can I just play a clip for you? What? Go ahead.
Well, you have to give him a little credit for being honest, because all of the plans by all of the Democratic candidates would involve a decreased level of health care for everybody.
In the socialized medicine of today?
In any of those programs, the elderly would be the first to go.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Got to think about your socialized medicine. You got to think about it in practical terms, right? Yeah. Let's just get rid of all of you. I mean, you don't matter.
It's the easiest way.
You don't even have very much gray matter, according to Bloomberg. You're not very bright.
If you're over 65 right now, just sit down and think, what did you do today that was so important?
Thanks for that. Yeah. So can I just play for you Paul Harvey's So God Made a Farmer? Because I would just really like to give a big salute to you farmers and ranchers out there listening. Here you go. This is a gem.
Day. God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. I need somebody with arms strong enough to wrestle a calf and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to call hogs, tame cantankerous machinery, come home hungry, have to wait lunch until his wife's done feeding visiting ladies, then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon and mean it. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painin' from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, and replenish the self-feeder, and finish a hard week's work with a five-mile drive to church. Somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
That's a gem.
He made it sound a little more complex than Bloomberg said.
Yeah, Bloomberg said you just put it in the ground and it grows.
Yeah, drop a seed, cover it with dirt, add water, and you've got corn.
It's so easy. A simpleton can do it. Yeah, I love that clip. I hope that radio shows across the country are playing that today. I hope that people realize that I think they know that Bloomberg's a special kind of crazy. I know that they think he is. When you're listening to him, your brain wants to explode. So I know he's nuts, and I'm glad. most people do.
The DNC just wants his money. I don't think they're behind him at all.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
just want his money.
Yep. Yep. And so let him keep talking, because he'll just dig himself in that very hole that he thinks crops are planted in. And I, for one, I mean, I couldn't believe he actually said it. There's going to be a lot of gaffes. I know you were talking about different, when he talked about blacks and Latinos not being very good workers, right?
I mean, they're not, they don't understand how to behave in the workplace.
Oh my gosh. You know what? The guy is a tool, and it's okay. America sees it, and America will keep on seeing it. And really and truly, what a great gift that is. So I'm grateful that we get to keep seeing who he really is. It's awesome. And because he's a piece of work. And thank you to all you ranchers and farmers. Thank you to all of you people that go out and do the hard work, do the heavy lifting. Thank you. And the smart work, too. You have to be so smart to be able to run a farm like that. I can't even tell you. Anyway, I just have deep respect, deep respect. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Your story begins at the 30th Annual St. George Area Parade of Homes, February 14th through the 23rd. There's a story in each of the 30 homes that will write the missing chapter you've been searching for. Our builders have been busy creating something special for this year that can't wait for you to experience. After all, we've had 30 years to perfect it. Get your tickets online at ParadeHomes.com. Sponsored by Zions Bank, Dominion Energy, Burton Lumber, Boulevard Home, KSL5, KSL.com, St. George News, Coney Country, and the Southern Utah Home Builders Association.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net. 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.